Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about
somebody who saved my soul. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, again flying solo this week, hoping to get Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church back in studio with me really soon. It's coming. And I know he's chomping at the bit. And I get a chance to see him at least on Sundays. And he's doing a great job preaching over at Brookside and looking forward to getting my co-host back. Our special guest today, and I have to thank our guest from last week, Trevor Rubel from Hooked for Life. After we got done, and he sent me a nice email, and he said, hey, here's a couple of other people that I know that might be interested in doing a show like this. And I immediately reached out to a number of them. And Mike Tyson is our guest today. And again, I want to thank Trevor for the introduction. Mike is a speaker, he's an author, he's a chaplain. He's got a lot going on, and I'm going to continue to ask you to go to Tyson.life. That's the website, Tyson.life, T-I-S-O-N.life. And there's a lot of things to listen, to see, to read on this website. And I have to tell you, I'm excited about today's show because this guy is he's a storyteller, man. And when you get a storyteller on a show like this, It works really well. That means I don't have to talk nearly as much, and I know there's a number of people smiling and happy about that. Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time. I really do. Man, you're busy. You know, when I say speaker and author and chaplain, and there's more that we're going to talk about, but I'll tell you what, you doing some research on, and you, first of all, you got a beautiful family, and When I'm reading on the bio and it says, look, he left the corporate world and he started a company and started a thing called Adventure Ministry that we're going to talk a little bit about. But Mike, can we first and foremost start kind of where you grew up and your background and a little bit about, you know, how you got to where you're at today?
Yeah, I grew up in a little town called Ortonville, Michigan. And my parents raised me in the church and grew up in a small Baptist church and just really had a lot of great teachers there and really a lot of people that really poured into me. And that's where I accepted Christ. And from that point on, you know, I just began to try to serve God the best I could through my high school years and through my college years. And then later in life, you know, I'm not perfect or anything, but just, you know, trying to seek after God the best that I can. And he's just been a blessing. And yeah, I'm busy and stuff, but, you know, it's not as special as it sounds, you know, but just God's been giving me opportunity. And so I've been excited about that. And yeah, but it's been a journey, right? And you know, God loves to use our past to shape our future. And so, yeah, I grew up in Michigan And my dad was a big outdoorsman. He was always taking us fishing and hunting, and we'd go on camping trips. We'd go out west. And so we were always doing something outdoors, and that really gave me kind of a taste for the outdoors.
Hey, Mike, if I went back to your high school teachers and said, hey, I want you to know that Mike Tyson is a published author of a number of books, what would they have said to me?
Oh, that's funny. I actually use that in some of my messages. In high school, I wasn't an A student. Sometimes I wasn't even a B student. I typically was the kind of guy that if I could study at lunchtime for a test, I was happy with a C. And so I've ended up writing three books. God's given me a speaking ministry. And I had a high school teacher tell me that, Mike, don't worry about your speeches. Your speeches in high school are memorable, but for all the wrong reasons, right? And she says, don't worry, you're not going to be a public speaker. You don't have to worry about it. I had an English teacher tell me, Mike, don't worry about it. You're not going to write any books because you don't know where to put a comma. And but it's just been funny how, you know, God uses our weaknesses to glorify him. And so that's kind of the funny part about my education and my call into ministry.
Hey, and I'm interested in the process of writing. When you sat down and said, okay, this is, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot. Did it come easy for you, or was it a challenge?
I would say it was a big challenge. You know, I never set out to be a speaker. I never set out to be a writer. When I had started the outdoor ministry, I started writing some curriculum and some devotion material. And my pastor at the time started reading it, and he said, man, this is really good. He says, you need to write a book. And I said, no, I'm not an author. I don't even know where to put commas and all that kind of stuff. So I finally wrote one chapter for him. And I was basically hoping that he would say, oh, this is garbage. You're right. you know, pick up something else to do. So when I did, you know, naturally he said, oh, this is great. This is awesome. And so then that started me on the journey to write my first book, which was a little devotional book, 60 days through my adventure years with the outdoor ministry. I had a lot of hunting, fishing, whitewater rafting stories that went bad. And so just a lot of crazy stories that I would basically put a devotion to. And it took me many years to write that short devotional, because I would get to the end of chapter one and then I'd go back and I'd re-edit everything. And actually the original concept that I set up, I didn't actually write it in that format. I ended up going, I kind of chickened out and kind of went into short devotional, short stories for my first book. Once I realized, you know, just know that your first draft is going to be terrible, and then just go back and edit it and tweak it. And so finally, once I got over that fear and that process, I was actually able to do it. And then that took years to write the first one. And then my second book, Reluctant Misfits, Hope for the Men God Chooses, took me about 6 months. And so it's just kind of an interesting journey there too, as well. Hey, so if anybody's looking to write a book, right, just be patient and just work through the process.
Hey, and again, you can go to tyson.life, and it's T-I-S-O-N, and you can buy either the ebook or the paperback on the two that he has written, Seize the Adventure and Reluctant Misfits. Hope for the Men God Chooses. Well, I love that title, by the way, because my testimony, we don't need to hear it, and I talk about it a lot on this show, and I don't need to share it, but it's not pretty, right? It's one of these that gets a little bit embarrassing when I have to talk about it, but you know, certainly we'll do that if anybody asks, because there's people that probably out there listening that have are struggling right now with the stuff that I was struggling with that, you know, 20 years ago. And I just think that Reluctant Misfits, Hope for the Men That God Chooses is just a great title for a book, and I'm going to pick it up. I'm excited to read it. You know, when we talk about outdoor and we talk about fishing and hunting, Mike, I'm a city boy, man, all the way through, and not comfortable in the woods, not comfortable on the lake. And I think you and I are probably quite a bit different. Do you enjoy hunting more than fishing, or fishing more than hunting? If I said, look, you can only choose one, what would you choose?
Well, I definitely would choose hunting. No disrespect to Trevor Rubel, and I appreciate him sending my name out. I know he's doing great ministry, and we kind of crossed paths back about 10 years ago or more when we both were kind of starting our ministries together. And he loves fishing, and my dad took me fishing all the time. But, you know, he would go up from sun up to sun down, and you'd be out there and you'd catch like 3 fish, and you know, I'd get burned out on that. And so really now my passion has been bow hunting, and so over the years I've done a lot of bow hunting, gone out west elk hunting, and love whitetail hunting here in Michigan, and so really, yeah, I think bow hunting would definitely be my passion for sure.
Wow, that I think that takes that takes hunting to a whole new level, and I've never tried it, obviously. But I think the people that love bow hunting, that's almost a little cult, right? That's a special group of people, I think, Mike, that would make that decision. If I had to pick one, that's what my choice would be. And it's interesting because here in Wisconsin, you know, deer hunting is big. Mike, think about this: our high school football state championship, and it is a rule, and the WIA that oversees high school athletics here in the state will not. It is a discussion stop if you bring this up. The high school football state championship has to be played before deer hunting starts.
Amen.
And well, there you go. And I talked to the guys at the WIA, and I said, look, I don't really understand. And they said, Mike, you live in the city of Milwaukee. Go up north. Kids would choose to go deer hunting opening day and miss a state championship. Our fans, there's so many people up in the state that wouldn't come to Madison to, you know, watch a high school football, the state championship, even if their kid was playing, if they had to miss opening day for deer hunting. And then I started talking to coaches around the state of Wisconsin, and I would kind of giggle at that, and they were like, hey, man, you're a city boy. They're right. Like, half of our town would not go to a state championship game if it was during deer hunting season. And so it caught me off a little bit guard. Like, I you know, sometimes you got to open up your thought process, right? I mean, just because I think it's silly, there's a lot of people that would be like, I'm not going. I'm not missing opening day. Hey, and I'll probably ask you throughout the show, but I'd sure like to know either the best, and we've only got about a minute and a half before we got to get to a break, but either the best hunting story you have or the one that you missed and you can't believe you missed. Like, when you think about that, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, the story that I tell with my speaking ministry, I travel the country. I speak at a lot of church wild game dinners, and I ended up shooting a big 8-point buck. And I only had 2 arrows with me, and it ended up taking me 4 shots to get it. And so it was kind of a comical, funny story that I tell. And, you know, but that's why we love hunting. You know, it's not, you know, there's the being out in God's creation, the thrill of the hunt, and, you know, just having that opportunity to, you know, to bag a trophy whitetail buck. But it's part of the journey, it's part of the process, sitting up there in the tree stand freezing and being patient and waiting and just being out in the stillness of the woods and, you know, being able to reflect with God and meditate. And there's just so many blessings to it. But there are a lot of challenges, and it's not easy because you got to get those deer to come in close. And man, I truly appreciate the football players in Wisconsin, because I know you guys have some really good bucks up there, and I'd love to come up there and shoot one of those big bucks. But yeah, man, I appreciate that and the passion they have for deer hunting, because it really is refreshing to the soul in so many ways.
Hey, last thing, when I was on the website and reading what some of the other people have said about some of your books, one name completely jumped off the page to me, and that's Tom Roy, founder and president of UPI. He has been such a godsend to this show, Mike. I can't tell you, when we were struggling to find guests back early on, I was emceeing an event out in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and at the end, a guy came up to me and said, hey, do you take requests or recommendations for that faith-based show you do? I said, you bet I do. He said, look up Tom Roy. He grew up here in Grafton, Wisconsin. He played baseball with the San Francisco Giants, and he's doing something that you might want to reach out to him. And the next day, I reached out to Tom, and do you know that, Mike, he has become just one of my best friends? And I think the world of him, and he's doing really well. And I get a chance to talk to him quite a bit. So that's the name that jumped off the page at me. Guys, when you get a chance, go to Tyson, TISON.life, and take a look at all the different ways that you might be able to utilize Mike. And for the churches here, take a look at what Mike does. And maybe during deer hunting, we want to bring him in and get him to speak, and then, you know, get him up in the northern Wisconsin to do a little deer hunting. That would be awesome. Again, it's Tyson.life, TISON.life. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to ask Mike to share his testimony with us. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody
all about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. Our special guest is Mike Tyson. Hey, by the way, Mike, you must get a lot of smack about that name.
Oh yeah, it's pretty common, and if I don't, I'm actually kind of disappointed, you know. And I was actually probably wondering, you know, with all your listeners and stuff, when they heard Mike Tyson was coming on, I wonder how many were disappointed, you know.
Well, in the promo, I said this week's guest on Faith in Zone is Mike Tyson. No, not that Mike Tyson. And then said speaker, author, chaplain, Mike Tyson. And so I've got a feeling that you don't throw like a hook as hard as Mike Tyson did, right?
No. And you know, I'm tempted to bite ears though, you know? I mean,
here
I
just,
yeah, we get a lot of, I get a lot of jokes. And in fact, it was funny one time when I was younger, and Mike Tyson was in the news and he was winning championships and different things like that. And I saw this cute short white girl over on the other side of church. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go up and introduce myself to her. And so I rolled up to her and I said, hey, my name is Mike Tyson. And she's like, yeah, right. And I'm Whitney Houston. And so I always get a lot of smack talk, or people think I'm a smart aleck, or, you know, it's just part of it. But I like it because people remember me. Otherwise, nobody would care about who I am.
Well, I don't know about that, but I love it. And again, Tyson.life, it's TISON.life. And I'm just going to read one quote on his website from a guy from Rock Community Church. And I really like what he said. You know, a speaker hits the hearts and minds of the audience when days later, they're still talking about the impact the message had on them. And Kenneth Bowery was talking about our guest, Mike Tyson. Hey, Mike, second segment of Faith in the Zone. We always ask our guests to share their testimony. Everybody's got a different story, and it just is I think our listeners, this is their favorite segment, is segment two. And if we can, if you could share your testimony with us.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, mine is, you know, like I said in the first segment, you know, I was saved at a young age and been a part of the church for a long time, and been serving, you know, I've done everything from nursery to filling the pulpit and all that kind of stuff. And I was probably in my early 30s at the time. I was in the corporate world and doing a lot of computer consulting and had a moment there where I really let my safeguards down. And so as I was going through that part of the process, I think my phone's breaking up a little bit.
Now you sound great here.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. So I'm in the corporate world and I kind of let my safeguards down a little bit. So I started to stumble spiritually and I was kind of headed down a bad path and fortunately God saved me from myself and really worked in through me. So after I got through that process and confessed what I needed to confess, and I really got thinking about it after I had healing and after, you know, God had kind of redeemed me through that a little bit and kind of was back on track again. I got thinking, I'm like, man, if someone like me has been in the church and is slipping through the cracks like this, how many more men are doing this? And that's when God started to work in my heart, this men's ministry idea. And we were taking guys out. I was taking guys out hiking in our local area. We'd do a night hike. We'd hike for about an hour, climb up to the top of this big hill, and then we'd do a devotion up there. And I started finding out that, man, men were starting to share in ways that I had never seen them share before in church. But when we had them out there, out at midnight, up on that hill, the moon was out, or whether we were in a downpour, they were sharing things. And I would write up a devotional, and a lot of times I'd have to put it in my back pocket because the Holy Spirit was moving in a different way. So that led me to start an outdoor adventure ministry, and it was called His to Overcome Adventure Ministries. And we would take men hiking the Grand Canyon, whitewater rafting, spelunking, tubing, hiking, just any kind of outdoor adventure. And basically we had a focus to develop men and to share the gospel and to help them grow in their faith and help them to not slip through the cracks. And so I did that ministry for about 7 years really strong, and then maybe about 10 as it kind of slowed down a little bit. The Michigan economy kind of hurt some things a little bit. But through that process, around the same time I started the outdoor adventure ministry, I ended up shooting that buck that I talked about. And I really wanted to get that deer mounted. But I didn't have any money because I had just left the corporate world, started this outdoor ministry. And so I call up this taxidermist. And I'm like, hey, you know, I shot this really nice buck. I'd love to get it mounted, but I've got no money. Can you put it at the end of the list? And I just pay you like $5 a month. And whenever it gets done, it gets done. And he's like, well, tell me more about this outdoor ministry. And so I did. So he's like, after 10 minutes, he's like, okay, Mike, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to mount the deer for free. All I ask is that you come to our church wild game dinner and give a 5-minute testimony. I'm like, man, 5-minute testimony for a deer mount? You know, what a deal, right? So I've convinced myself, because remember, I was never going to be a public speaker. Excuse me. I was never going to be a public speaker. But this is how God works. And so I'm on my way to this church. I've convinced myself it's going to be a small church. There's going to be 50 people there. Everybody's going to be over the age of 80. No matter what I say, they're going to love on me. And it's just going to be a great time. So as I'm driving over there, it turns out it's a huge church. There's 400 men at this event. And I come, and the taxidermist comes out, and he hands me the agenda for the evening. And I'm looking down, and I'm listed as the keynote speaker. I'm like, Pat, I thought you just said a 5-minute testimony. And he says, yeah, I know. I just told you that because I knew you wouldn't come. And I was like, oh, man. I said, dude, I've got no message. And so I go in there, and I'm just sweating bullets. The meal went really long. They had a DNR speaker that went kind of long and was kind of dry. And they went into like 45 minutes of prize drawings, and that was getting kind of boring. And after the last prize was drawn, you could hear 400 metal chairs scoot backwards because everybody was wanting out of there. The MC runs up on stage, hold on, we still have our keynote speaker. And you could hear everybody in the room go, And so now I've got no message. I've got a hostile crowd. And that is how my speaking ministry was born.
That is hysterical.
And so through all of that, a life verse for me has been Proverbs 16:9, which basically says, paraphrase, in his heart, man plans his course, but the Lord establishes his steps.
Amen.
And so when I started that outdoor ministry, and then when God called me into the speaking ministry, I never set out to do it. I didn't know what the plan was. And I thought, well, maybe in 5 years, he might call me to be a pastor or something. And through these next 10 years or so, I had gotten ordained. I had gotten a master's in theological studies from Liberty University, and I was thinking that God was preparing me for being a pastor. But every time I tried to pursue that route, he would close the door. And he kept me in areas. I ended up being a chaplain for the Detroit Thunder, which was a professional indoor arena football team. I was chaplain for them for about a year, and then the league folded. So I couldn't do that anymore. And so then I Googled chaplain, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes popped up. And so I started exploring them, and I almost came on staff with them. But God's timing wasn't there. And so then fast forward 10 years after that, God has used me with my speaking ministry, with all kinds of sports ministries and coaching and all of this stuff. And it was basically preparing me for what I'm currently doing now. And when COVID hit, my speaking ministry kind of dried up like everything did, right? And I started getting this feeling in my heart like, all right, college campus ministry. And I wasn't sure how that looked. And so I started pursuing college coaching positions because I'm a varsity softball coach. And so I thought, oh man, if I could get 25 athletes, I could coach them. I could take them on a mission trip. I could pour into them that way. But then God gave me some opportunities that looked like it was going to be a done deal, but then he would close it at the last minute. And I think that was his way of showing me that, hey, I could give you this college coaching position if that's what I wanted, but I've got something else for you. And a month and a half later, I get a phone call from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And they're like, we need you to be the chaplain for Oakland University, Rochester University, and Lawrence Tech University, three universities in Oakland County, Michigan. And God was saying, instead of 25 athletes, how about I give you 2,500 athletes, three universities and 100+ coaches to work with. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. It's kind of the quick version.
Hey, speaking of FCA, if you're feeling led to support Mike in what he does with FCA and the work he's doing at Oakland University, Rochester University, and Lawrence Tech, Google FCA Mike Tyson, and it's my.fca.org, and there's a page, and Mike and I didn't have this conversation, but look, I have so much respect for people that work with FCA and how hard it is at times to get the support that you need. Look, if you're a guy that loves hunting and fishing, or more hunting and especially bow hunting, take a look at Mike's page on FCA. And even if it's a one-time donation or if it's a monthly donation that you can help support him, I would highly recommend you do that. And he definitely could use that help. And I love the fact that, you know, one door closed and all of a sudden now you're working at three universities and there's so many more student athletes that you get a chance to deal with and talk to and just kind of look, as you know, at that time of their life, you know, when they're in college, it's a hard time to walk worthy, man. It's a really difficult time to walk worthy. And if Mike's on campus and he's able to help these kids, let's see if we can help him a little bit. Mike, I love the story about, you know, you go to give this your first speaking engagement. And I can tell you the first time I was asked through Faith in the Zone to go, there was way more men there than I thought. And when I got done, the pastor came up to say, hey, nice job. I said, lose my number. I'm never doing that again. That was really embarrassing. Because I'm 100% Irish, and to talk about my background and what I was doing back then. And he started laughing, and he said, you know, Mike, on your show, you say some of these guys you have on, the worst thing they ever do is steal a candy bar. And I go, yeah. He goes, that's me. You're talking about me. He goes, there's 50 guys out here in this audience that are struggling with the same thing that you struggled with, and they won't talk to me about it, but they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
I go, quit talking to me. Honestly, I never want to talk to you again. Lose my number. Get me out of here. And he just started laughing. He said, Mike, you see that line? These are the people that want to talk to you. Go talk to them. And I, you know what? And then we had Don Beebe, a former receiver with the Packers and the Bills on, and he told a story about he was a roomie with Frank Wright. And Frank said, hey, get your coat on. We got somewhere to go. He goes, where are we going? He said, we're going to go to this church, and we're going to talk to this youth group. And Don Beebe said, look, I don't get up in front of talking people. I don't do that. I'm not comfortable with that. And Frank Reich said, you think this is about you? And he goes, what? He goes, this isn't about you. Get your coat. Let's go. And he said, I've never said no since, because even though I might be uncomfortable, this isn't about me. And I just think that's really, I'll tell you, hey, by the way, did you mount the buck? Does it look good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually, it's actually at a taxidermist right now getting fixed and prepared, or not prepared, but refurbished, so to speak, because I've been dragging it around in my car for the last 18 years at speaking events and things like that, and the antlers are getting a little wonky, and so it's actually being fixed and stuff right now. But yeah, it turned out great, and it truly was a huge blessing, you know. And I love your story, that you, these last couple ones you just told, because, you know, I want the audience to know that, you know, all of us, regardless of, you know, our resumes can sound impressive and all this kind of stuff. I'm just a dude from Goodrich. You know, I put my pants on the same way everybody else does. I struggle, have the same temptations and issues that men deal with. And, you know, I'm working with these college athletes, and it's just been amazing to see how they, you know, are trying to live the life too, and they're struggling. But I just love how God uses weak men, reluctant men, to do great things for him. And so that's why my book, that's why I wrote it, not to be a bestseller or anything, because it's not. I sell a few books at my speaking engagement. You know, so it's not about that, but it's just about letting people know that God uses you. You know, you get your sins taken care of, confess them. Regardless of your past, God can use that to shape your future. And, you know, I just think that, you know, Satan gets in there and he messes with us and wants us to feel guilty and to feel that shame and to be not productive for God.
100%.
And God's like, hey, you know, I've used Moses. Moses told God no 3 or 4 times. He used King David in amazing ways, and King David committed adultery and murder, And, you know, just all of these different Bible characters that had sin in their life or were reluctant or were young or were like Jonah who fled. And, you know, just all these different people in the Bible who were just weak, reluctant men. But they loved God. They were chasing after God, and God used them in big ways. And I think he can use us nowadays in that way. And I feel like with my ministry that he used a guy who can't really write well, can't speak well. I'm not the most dynamic speaker or whatever, but God has given me a ministry and he's given me some stories, some crazy stories to tell.
And you know what?
In the gospel and things like that.
That's a great segue,
I just
Mike.
Want people to...
Oh, I'm sorry. We got to get to a break, but that's a great segue because we're going to ask him to share the Four Arrow Buck story because I've done a little bit of reading on it, and it's really funny. Guys, if you're looking for a speaker for, you know, a wild game dinner or a sportsman's banquet, that kind of outdoor-related event, please... You know, do yourself a favor. Tyson.life is where you're going to want to go. T-I-S-O-N. Let's get him to the state of Wisconsin. And trust me, if you book him, I'll be there. I'll buy the ticket to be in the front row for that. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Kellner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Man, I'm having fun today. I'm a big fan of Mike Tyson. He is a speaker, an author, and a chaplain, and I can see why when he gets a chance to go out and speak that people are still talking about it a week later. I would love to be able to bring him into the state of Wisconsin. And if that happens, please let me know because I'll come to that event. Hey, Mike, we've only got a few minutes left, in fact, in this segment, in the short fourth segment. But you had talked about the Four Arrow Buck, and you've actually got a T-shirt on your website that I think is really cool. Can you talk? You had two arrows, and you still ended up getting him, but you shot four arrows. And so I'm trying to figure out how that happened. And I know there's a long story there. We got about 5 minutes in this segment. If you can tell us that story.
Yeah, sure. So it basically was early November in Michigan, you know, perfect fall day, no wind, the leaves were crunchy. It just was, the rut was in full gear. It just was the perfect conditions to bag a trophy whitetail buck here in Michigan. And man, any chance I can get out into the woods, I was going to do it at that time. And I think that particular year I had spent about 30 days in the woods before I end up seeing this buck. And so I'm up in my tree stand and I'm getting settled in, and all of a sudden in the left, off to my left, I see this flash of white antlers coming through the trees, and I can tell it's a big bodied deer. And man, the first thing I thought of was, how am I going to convince my wife that this deer mount would look great mounted over our bed? And obviously I lost that battle. It's down in the man cave, but man, that's the way I was thinking. You know, I knew it was a monster 8-point coming in, and it comes in, and I've got it at probably about 30 yards broadside. And I have this thing called buck fever. I don't know if you guys have it out in Wisconsin, but man, when you see a big buck, you start getting nervous and you start getting the shakes, and it makes the most intelligent men stupid. You know, you start making dumb decisions and you're shaking, and this buck comes in, and I pull my bow back and trying to take a deep breath, and I fire away, and all of a sudden it does this big old barrel roll and it sticks in the mud right at its feet. I'm like, oh man, you know, I just missed the biggest buck of my life. And he jumps back, and cause he was chasing after some doe, and so he moves off to my right. And so I grab my second and last arrow and I put it in, and I'm thinking, well, man, I must have just misjudged the yardage or something. And so I pull back again, and I raise my bow up a little bit, and I fire away, and I miss just over top of his back. And now, you know, he's still not scared because he's chasing after some doe because the rut's going on. He comes in even closer. I could have shot him another 10 more times. And then he continues off into the woods, and he gets behind me about 75, 80 yards in the woods, and I can still see him back there. And I get this idea, you know what? Maybe if I just climb down, I can find one of my arrows, and maybe he'll come back. And so sure enough, I do. I climb down. I'm cleaning off the mud off of the broadhead of this arrow, and I look up, and that buck is coming right back towards me. And he gets about 25, 30 yards away from me. And I lean down this little alley, and I'm taking a big breath, you know, because I still got the shakes, and you know, he's a big boy for where I'm at. And I fire away my arrow, and smack, I hit the middle of a sapling tree. So my arrow's sitting there, you know, wiggling in the tree, and that buck still doesn't know I'm there. And he's obviously, not worried about getting shot. Right. And I literally watch him for the next 20 minutes build a scrape right by me. Then he starts rubbing on a tree. And then I literally watch him walk off into the sunset.
Oh.
So now I go home. I go back home. I'm complaining to my wife, whining and crying about missing the biggest buck of my dreams. And, you know, she's not as excited as I am about it. So that was a little disappointing. But so a week later, she kicks me out, and I go hunting. But this time, it was the worst conditions possible. It was like 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It had been raining for 3 or 4 days. And you're up in that tree stand, and the tree is just swaying, and you're thinking, man, I should get down. And while I was out there, I'm thinking, there's no way any deer are going to be coming or moving in this wind. So I'm like, I was kind of like discouraged. And all of a sudden I saw that flash of antlers again moving in towards me, and came right in, and I ended up shooting them. I was able to harvest them.
I love
that. But I used that story, you know, to talk to people about, you know, what are they chasing? Because even under perfect conditions, everything can fall apart. And under terrible conditions, if you're focused on the things that God has for us, you know, you can have victory and redemption. And that's the kind of story that I kind of tell. I tell the story a little differently with a little more humor and a little more craziness to it. But I try to pull that message in. And then that leads into my second story, where I talk about being lost in the mountains of Colorado, came down with a serious case of food poisoning, ended up shooting a bull elk. And then I talk about the five stages people go through when they're lost in the wilderness. And so it's just been a great presentation that I've been able to do over the years. And it all started by shooting that 8-point buck and that taxidermist kind of tricking me into being a speaker. And
it's
that's how God works. And that's how,
yeah,
how
I'll
it's
tell
been
you.
Going for the last.
I'll tell you this. I got to say thank you to Sarah, right? Your wife. First of all, she's pretty smart to have that down in the man cave. But two, to kick you out the day she said, hey, just go. And you got back up. So, well, I clap. Well done, Sarah, for that. Tyson.life, TISON.life. He is Mike Tyson. We're going to get to a break. Very short last segment. Got a couple of quick questions for him. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all
about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Man, this has been a great show for me. And again, you know I'm not real comfortable as an outdoors kind of guy, but Mike Tyson makes it really entertaining, even for people like me. He's a speaker, an author, and a chaplain. Tyson.life is where you're going to want to go, Tyson.life. And everything you need as far as what he does, how to get a hold of him, the books that he has written, everything is right there. It's just a great website. And his bio is there, a picture of him and his family. His family's older now. I just talked to him about his kids and the picture he has on the website. Man, this is a really cute kids and really nice-looking family. Take a look at that website, Tyson.life. And Mike, if somebody reaches out to you at some of the places here in the state of Wisconsin that would love to have you come in and MC or talk at their event, be the keynote speaker, you certainly would travel over to the state of Wisconsin, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not a big Packer fan, but obviously, because I'm a Lions fan, suffering Lions fan, I should say.
I didn't mean to laugh.
I've spoken a couple of times in Wisconsin. So yeah, I travel. I typically drive because I love to see the countryside and just see what's new out there. So I'd love to come to Wisconsin, shoot some big bucks, share the gospel, tell some funny stories, and just hang out with you guys. That'd be awesome.
Hey, if you go to Tyson.life, you can, there's a few different ways you can get a hold of him. And in the second segment, we talked about that he is part of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And again, if there's a way to be able to support him and his ministry, and this truly is ministry, and he's doing a great job with it, if you go to FCA and put support Mike Tyson, there's a page with a nice picture of Mike and a way for you to help him continue in this ministry. Hey, Mike, your kids, are all of them involved in fish or outdoor, I guess, activities? They like to fish and like to hunt, stuff like that?
Yeah. We actually, I have our family dog is a poodle pointer, which is a duck retrieving dog and a pheasant pointing dog, and her name's Nala. And so as a family, we will go pheasant hunting together. The boys like to bow hunt and stuff, but all of my kids have been like three sport athletes.
That's awesome.
And so a lot of their high school years, they haven't been able to get out in the woods as much as I would have liked, because, you know, sports is always kind of in the way. But so we're a big sports family and outdoor. We love to camp and do those things. So yeah, they do it as much as they can.
That's really good. Hey, Mike, I can't thank you enough for your time. And I will, if it's okay with you, I would love to call you back in 6 months or so and have you on a second time, because there's so much on the website and the books you've written that I have questions for that I wasn't able to get to today. But I'd love to have you come back on. And I'm just going to hold the sheets that I have for the next time you come on and to ask more questions about some of the things that you do and some of your thoughts and maybe talk a little bit about your beliefs. And I all of this is on his website. And I would go to Tyson, TISON.life. Mike, thanks again. And if it's okay with you, I'll reach back out in about 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of really good ministries happening at those universities with Fellowship Christian Athletes. And I would love the opportunity, but thank you for having me on. I love what you're doing, and I love how God uses people in different spheres of influence. And it's been fun. And yeah, reach out at any time for sure.
You got it. Thank you, Mike. Have a great Sunday. Have a good week, everybody. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.